Them bust my head, them send money. I'm all them go all out for me, yo.
All out, with all out.
Plenty bills you got to pay. Certain amount today, today. Get the loan without delay.
All out, with all out.
So save money.
All out, with
invest money.
All out,
begin to leave.
All out, with all out.
When all I want today.
All out,
I've been a chew you day.
Alad, your bank, your way. Powered by Wema Bank.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
A park and there's no one else around. Ooh, I get the shivers. I don't wanna see a ghost. It's the sight that I fear most. I'd rather have a piece of toast. Watch the evening news.
Life, oh life, oh life, oh life.
When you think of fruit juice, think Chivita.
Yet, breaking news, update, and the best of talk.
Women have to work twice, even thrice as hard for them to get things that just come so naturally to a lot of men who feel that leadership is their right.
We're in prisons for how many years?
For 6 years, 8 months.
Were you going to court from prisons then?
Yes, but before I started court, it took me 2 years.
Just being in prison?
Yes.
Without your case even start at all?
In confinement.
You were there?
Yeah.
Here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 9 a.m. Here is headline news. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. 6 dead, many trapped as another building collapses in Lagos. Eid al-Fitr, President Buhari promises end in sight to security challenges. Kano government bans banners, posters by politicians during Eid prayers. Insecurity, Chief of Army Staff charges troops to remain dogged and unrelenting. Serap drags federal government to court over insecurity. As a strike, NANS are threatened to disrupt APC PDP primaries. President Buhari asks ASU to reconsider stand as workers celebrate May Day. NLC in Rivers State to dress in black to mourn members who have died over unpaid pensions and gratuities. Edo Governor Godwin Obaseki approves 40,000 naira minimum wage. Delta State Government inaugurates project aimed at ending perennial Asaba flooding. In sport, Arsenal Sports win as battle for PL Champions League plays hot up. And Inter win to keep pace on AC Milan in Serie A title race. That's the headline news. We'll have more updates for you at 10. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Good morning.
No matter where you are, download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
On Table Talk, there are no holdbacks.
Are you not in Nigeria?
No, I'm sorry, you have not been listening to me. You call to argue with me. I like argument, so welcome. I hit you hard with soft conversations, and yes, I expect you to hit back. After all, it's Table Talk. Wait a minute. You need to listen to me. You need to listen to me when you talk. After you talk, you then listen to me. It's a conversation. Can we do that? I am Wemimo Adewuni. Join me every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. on Table Talk. Yeah, I it is time for Table Talk. Hello, hello. Good morning to you and happy holidays to you and not to me. I hope you're having a fabulous one. But as usual, you know we've got it covered on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're here for you. We're your number one station for talk in the heart of Lagos. This is Table Talk. And yes, like you heard in that promo, it's time to break the table. What we do here is shatter it totally. Just a heads up, this is a female, you can say a female biased show. Yeah, well, here we'll talk about the issues that affect women and as a whole also affect the society. We started off a series in the past 2-3 weeks when I asked about the concept of the Ileoko, as Yoruba has described it, which is the concept of a woman going to her husband's house and having to, you know, tolerate anything she learns there because it's meant to be a school where she's learning. I asked you why she needs to learn anything and what she is meant to learn. It was quite an interesting series. Now, we're starting a new one. And as you can be sure that we're going to break another. You guys are calling me. I don't know. What are you calling for? Let's wait first now. Let me tell you what we're talking about today. You can join the show live, let me be sure, on Facebook and YouTube. It's Table Talk. And then you can also tweet your responses and comment at Nigeria Info FM. I'll also be reading your comment on WhatsApp. It's 0809-57585. Happy holidays. I hope you're having a swell one. As you might know, the show is in two parts. The first half is the appetizer. What we do here is I give you a review, a breakdown of a summary of, you know, my thoughts from the weekend, and you can tell me your thoughts about that in as no, you don't have to tell me anything. Sorry, I'm a bit distracted. You don't have to tell me anything about that one. And then we'll go on to the other half of the show. That's the main dish, and that's where we bring in the full conversation. So let's get started right away.
Here's the appetizer on Table Talk.
Yeah, the appetizer on Table Talk. And over the weekend, I've had, you know, thoughts around parenting, you know, and I had to write it down, say, Omo, parenting is a tough job to do. And I don't think you're ever ready enough for it because there are just so many layers and it's always just evolving. And so I said to myself that, you know, I realized actually that parenting is also an opportunity for you to become a better person, if you get my meaning. As you try to mold this little human in your life, you can also do yourself a favor by identifying the things you also need to work on, the things, the flaws that you have as a human being, and try to become better, a better person. I mean, this is something, the process I'm currently also going through. As I'm pointing out stuff to my children, I'm saying, oh, you shouldn't be doing this. I'm asking myself, am I doing the same thing I'm telling them not to do? Because if I'm doing it, first of all, if they are doing it, they must have, children copy behaviors, right? They must have copied it from somewhere. So if I say, no, don't shout at this person, do I shout at them? I can't say, don't shout at your brother, and then I'm shouting at them. You see, co-balance, you understand? So I've had, and it takes you being brutally honest with yourself to realize that you're also a human being that's evolving. So it's also an opportunity for you to be a better person, because children learn better, again, by copying behavior. So take a chance on yourself. Also learn. I've been learning. I've been reading a lot. And I mean, I've been reading a lot about, okay, how do I change this habit I have? How do I change this habit? How do I help these kids also not have this habit? And although I don't want them to have those habits, I also, if it's bad for them, that means it's bad for everybody, right? So I don't want to be like that anymore. So I'm also learning to change. That's one of my favorite motto, like we use for the profession, man, is better man, better word, better human being. Just generally, you know, look forward to becoming a better person, and parenting is a good opportunity to do that. So that's my thought from the weekend. Let's go on to the main dish.
Now to the main dish on Table Talk. Table Talk.
All right, so welcome back. The main dish is right here. And this, again, we're going to have this as a series because certainly one day is never enough for us to talk about these matters. And today, we're talking about the history of bride price in your culture. I'd like you to tell me, what's the history of bride price in your culture? The history, I'm not saying is it good, is it bad? Where did it come from? What's the genesis of the idea of paying bride price on a woman? And here I have some questions for you. My biggest question is, who owns the female human being in Africa? Who owns her? Because for me, I've sat back, I've thought about it, I said, the idea of paying bride price looks to me like, you know, your father owned you. Now he's handing you over. I've said this repeatedly. Apparently, it appears that a woman cannot be a full human being by herself unless she's hinged onto a man, either her father or her husband. So, like your father, you belong to your father. You had his name. Then you will now be given to a man whose you now become, and then you have his name. If you leave him and marry another man, you stop being owned by the person, that you move on. I just want to know, in your culture, what's the concept, what's the idea behind the bride price? I'm thinking overall that it might just be a concept that needs to be scrapped. That's my thought, because it appears to me like it's an ownership thing. It's like buying land. So this land belongs to me. Now you want to buy it. I tell you how much, what I'm going to sell it for. I make a document. I hand it over to you at a price. That looks like, you know, it's become transactional. I would assume that originally the concept would be that the man appreciates the family of the woman. And if you're appreciating the family of the woman, the family of the woman should also appreciate the family of the man. I remember when I had my own introduction ceremony then, and what they did was the groom's family would bring a gift. The bride's family also gives them a gift in return. So it was like, it's nice to meet you. Take this gift. You too, take this gift. But now the man has to pay so much that it's now like you are selling a human being, selling someone, right? So you tell me, in your culture, what is the concept? What's the origin? Don't tell me, is it good or bad? Mm-mm. What's the origin of payment of bride price in your culture? And number two question I have for you is, can you own another person? Do you think that one human being can own another person? 0700-993-993-993, female callers, 01465-7190. You can also join the conversation on Twitter. It's at Nigeria Info FM. Let me be sure, are we streaming live? I'm not certain about that right now. I'll confirm and see. 0700-993-993-993, female callers, 01465-7190. Let's talk. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
This is Table Talk. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
I can hear you. What's your name? All right. What's the history of bride price in your culture?
And all Nigerians. I met origin of bride price in Igbo land before China, Chebe, Concubine, and Faithful Abad. It has been done. It has been there long.
What was the idea behind it? Why did this start?
Only about 17 something and 18 something. I know it today. You don't tell.
I've heard you. I said, what was
you said that a woman can be able to contain anything that you see in husband house. Maybe when they are trampling on her right, I don't know about that one.
You've not answered my
question. Cannot accept any trapping on her life.
I hear you, but you've not answered my question. What I want to know is, what was the idea? What was you know, you said it was in the '70s and the '80s. What was the concept? What was the concept around bride price?
The concept of bride price during that time, if a man can be able to climb palm tree, if a man can be able to cut 2 plots of land, if a man can rest so very well, they can even dash a woman free that time. But between 1900 and 1960s, there was white Karen, Peter Cola, alligator pepper, and this time around now, something like from maybe Arasuka and Nino says, then go so they bring 1 million per price.
Mm.
But I'm trying to fight for that one so that we can pay 500,000, 300,000. So that is the latest. And the origin of bride price in Igbo land.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. Not when he says they can even dash your wife. Like you can dash somebody, another human being. He's like, okay, wait, I'm coming. David is on the line. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Wemimo.
Thank you for calling, David.
Baraka de Salam.
Wish you the same. Oh, I don't know how to respond. Yeah, but salam. Salam, salam.
So, actually, you see, it started from God.
Bride
God
price?
Actually instituted marriage.
No, we're talking about bride price now.
That's what I'm telling you. I want to tell you where it's coming from.
Okay, okay.
God played the role of the father of Eve and also played the role of joining Eve to Adam.
Mm.
So now, that was just the simple role that God played.
And so was there bride price payment?
When man now took it over, they now thought that, okay, I'm giving a old woman being out. At least I have to be appreciated.
And so the question is, who do you own that human being you're giving out? The person, and why are you giving out a human being? The woman who is getting married is an adult. So why do you own her? Why is it yours to give?
Because the one who created both parties, that is what he laid down.
Where?
But it's not that you are selling him out.
No.
You started this, that they will become one.
No, you see, you are muddling the whole thing up. So you start by saying that God was a father-in-law and was also the father. There was no bride price paid
sense. God did not bring in bride price.
Yeah, because...
It was human being that now... felt that, okay, I'm giving a whole human being out.
Okay.
I need to be appreciated.
Okay, I hear you. My question is, why is a human being yours to give? Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, what we do on Table Talk is to prod the deep recesses of your thoughts and make you think about these issues. Why is a human being yours to give? Like, I have clothes. I want to give you fine clothes. You should tell me thank you. Good morning, hello?
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Hello, good morning.
I can hear you. What's your name?
I met you on the line.
I met you. Please go
there
ahead.
There is a building collapse at Ebute Metta here.
We've been reporting it since morning. Our correspondent is there.
Yes, building collapse. And 26 people died. Now.
We've been reporting. Thank you. We've been reporting it since morning. Yeah, thank you.
Our correspondent. Since yesterday, 9 o'clock in the night.
We have been reporting it. We already know. That's what I'm telling you. We have been reporting it since yesterday.
Yeah,
if our reporter is there, you might even see him.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. We know. Thank you for the heads up. But we've been covering that since yesterday night. And our reporter is even currently there. Good morning. Hello. Good morning.
Yes. Am I on tonight's message?
Yes. My name is Wemimo. What's yours?
Yes. My name is Ugo.
Okay. Okay.
Why I called is there are certain discussion I found out that 9.3 always love involving themselves. I feel if you people think that the Western culture or the American lifestyle is better for you guys can move your studio to that side. There are certain discussions that should not even... What are you discussing now?
Do you want to listen to me?
Is it a bride price is the wrong thing or what? Why are you bringing such discussion?
So what exactly is the problem you have? That's what
the
I need to understand.
The problem I have is that there are certain things that I only hear from this studio. And it doesn't make sense.
If you see, you know what, Mister, can you hold on for me?
They should be left the way they are.
Why should they be left the way they are?
They should be left the way they are because that is how it came. That is how.
So because that's how it's always been, it must continue like that. Please hold on and listen to me.
There are certain things you can
do. Do you want to listen or you want me? Do you want to just talk?
Let me tell you something.
No, you have to listen to me now. You've been talking for 1 minute. Don't be rude. Don't be rude. I'm looking at your timer. This is 1 minute, 19 seconds.
Okay.
Please hold on for me. Would you do that? It's very rude if you're badging your thought down my throat. I allowed you to speak, so you should allow me to speak. It's just polite.
There are lots of...
All right, goodbye now. It's just polite of you, right? And if you say you have a problem with the conversation, you've got choices, mister. You have choice. We love you. In fact, I love you. But you have a choice. If it bothers you so much and it gives you, maybe it makes you anxious or you have anxiety, you know, just take a pause, right? I love you so much. I wanted to be here. But for you to call me and say, oh, something has been like that forever, so let's leave it like that forever, does that even make sense to you? I don't think so. the idea of human beings having a brain to think is that we continually prod thought. That is why God gave us a brain to think. We continually prod thought. We continually think. We continually ask questions. It's like making wine. You keep pressing in and asking yourself, okay, why do we do this? Is this a good thing? Should it continue? If you then said, because it's always been like that, so Nigerian folks should never talk about it, I'm sorry. I'm going to keep disappointing you, because I'm going to be here every Monday from 9 to 10 talking about it, right? If you don't like it, I don't know how I can help you. I wish I could send you a cold drink, but that's just the most I can do. But keep listening, okay? You might just be one of my biggest fans down the road. Okay, so, and even the conversation is not today. I'm not even asking you, is bride price good or bad? I've already told you what my thought about it is. I'm asking you, what's the origin? And can you own a human being? If you think that conversation is too uncomfortable for you, well, sorry, go. Good morning, hello.
Hello, Glory here.
Welcome to the show. I can hear you.
I want to make a contribution to what Wemimo is talking about.
Yes, please. This is Wemimo speaking.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Wemimo. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Glory on the line.
Please go.
As soon as I heard this topic, I said, ha, woman, you in Waja. Because I knew that the men folk was going to come for you.
Oh, well.
And you know, when I heard the topic, I said, well, quite interesting. It's a mind, it's sort of like a mind game.
Mm.
You know, food for thought. One needs to think about it.
Yeah.
Because as the other caller said, and I'm not trying to get at it, as the other caller said, it's been since time immemorial. Should we then say because slavery has been since time immemorial, we should leave it as it is? Should we say because twins were being killed in the past, we should leave it as it is? The definition of change is looking at something constantly and looking at what works well, what doesn't work well, what needs to be changed, and what doesn't need to be changed. So it's a great food for thought, but let me see here, but people are going to come for you.
No, I'm here for them. That's why I'm here, actually.
Well, I woke up. Topic anyway.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I woke up today dressed up knowing that you guys would come for me, and I'm always here for you. My name is Wemimo. Hey, now you mean it, so. I'm always ready for you. I was born ready. Christopher is on the line. Hello, good morning.
Wemimo, action lady.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Welcome.
The table shaker.
Breaker.
I'm not supposed to
have
breaking of it.
It's break.
Let's just shake it. So we can see of it.
No. We'll rebuild it.
quick one.
Yes, please.
It's okay. Don't feel bad about that.
No, bad care. No, not at all.
To maybe you want to how can man say own woman?
But that's a conversation. Can you own a human being?
But this issue now, this bride price, or this in Adeba new.
Momo, I agree. You know, like, but the concept with Adeba issues, for those who don't understand, Adeba means something that's been there for long. But we are human beings because we can reason. So it's okay for us to reason and say, is it okay?
Like the twins issue Gloria mentioned, right?
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like taking those twins away anymore, right?
Yeah.
But for this bride price of it, well, like you said, most of the people who are gay will say, this guy wants to challenge white man own woman or something.
Yeah, but should one human being own another human being? Yeah. Why? On what basis should you own a human being?
No, you come from somebody now. I know God created every one of us, but at least you come from somebody. Somebody must own you now.
No, do you mean that your parents own you? In that sense, would your parents, if you want to marry, they'll tell somebody, oh, I own this son of mine, so this is what I'm going to do with him.
What I want to do in the sense that doing the right thing, like me, I own my children.
No, you don't. You don't own your children. You see, I know this is a very uncomfortable conversation, but I don't think that any human being can or should own another. To own another human being is either slavery or is manipulation. You know, I think that as parents, we are privileged to have, you know, I have three of them. I think we're privileged that children come to this world through us, but they are full. Nami fit. But I think it's a good thought. And this is how I approach even my children. I still have young ones. But I don't own them. I do not own my children. I can't create a person. How can I own you? To own you, I'm either thinking you're my slave or I am a manipulator and I want to manipulate and impose on you. No, I can't do that. Even God does not remote control your lives. The God that made the whole universe doesn't own you in that sense of saying, I'm going to kick you about. He gives you the power of choice. You get? In the matter of bride price, the woman doesn't have a say. That's the ownership thing. Oh, so sorry. Please call again. No, yeah. That's the ownership thing I'm challenging. So two questions is number one. You can tell me, what's the origin of bride price in your culture? And number two, can and should a human being own another human being? On what basis do you own another human being? Good morning. Hello. Are you there? All right. Call again when you're ready. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Noye. I'm calling from Mobile.
Please go ahead, ma'am.
The issue is, your question is if someone can own somebody as it regards parents and child or husband and wife.
Yes.
Is it as parents, child or husband, wife?
In both relationships.
Okay, now, from when we say if someone can own a child as it regards parents and child, you say yes, parents own their children because the children came through those parents. Nobody falls from the sky. And you don't expect when a child, because he or she is now an adult, when it's time to get married, you say, okay, I've seen somebody I want to marry, you just go ahead like that, go start living with the person without regarding the family. Marriage culturally is supposed to be the concept of parents, the family. So when you say, when we talk about bride price is not to sell off the child. It's just like a token of appreciation.
Why are you appreciating
the family of the female child?
Why are you appreciating the family of the female child? Can you call me back? I need to go on a break. I need to go. I don't want this to cut you off. I'll be right back. This is Table Talk. Don't go away. Yeah, welcome back. My name is Wemi Mo Adewuni, the Table Breaker. This is Table Talk, and today I came ready for you, as you're always ready for me. I love that you guys are always there. Yes, and today we've started off the series. It's going to be a very long series. Might take us the 4 weeks in May, because I'd like us to totally prod, these thoughts. And I want you to go back, think about it, come to me again the next week. Let's talk about it, think about it. Suddenly, there isn't a switch that would do on and off and everything would change. But once, if we stop to think, then we're dead. If we stop thinking, we're no longer alive. We must prod thoughts. We must always ask why. My biggest question is always, why is this so? Why should it continue? Why am I like this? Why do I do the things I do? Why do we as a city? You know, over the weekend, I was asking why about shoes. My five-year-old was asking last week, Mom, in fact, you want to bring my shoes, my heels. So I have heels. I've got flats. But he's got only flats. And then he says, why do you wear my type of shoe? And then you also wear heeled shoes. But I don't wear heeled shoes. Why don't men wear shoes that have heels? I didn't have an answer. I said, well, let me go think about it. So I started asking people, so what do you think? Why don't men wear heels? Why don't men wear heels? And one of my guys, you know, in the industry sent me a photo of heeled shoes I used to wear in the 70s. Like platform gonna correct that look. Heel shoes. And then I showed it to my son. I said, so apparently what we call what's the Oyibo now, these things are seasonal, right? We say, oh, society is like, this is our culture, but things change. It was okay for men to wear tight trousers at a point. It was okay for them to wear heels at a point. It was okay for them to keep full hair. It was fashionable. But now it's not. Now you are demonized as a man if you're seen wearing tight trousers, if you're seen wearing heels, because things change. So is it wrong in itself, or is it opinion that changes? Can truth change like that? Can reality, can fact, can the truth, the essence of truth, can it change based on your whims just like that? Like you feel like it today and then you don't feel like it tomorrow. Can you own a human being? Can you? on what basis would you own another? And the concept of bride price comes from, I own this girl, and now I'm giving her over to you to continue to own. Right? So that's what I'm asking. What's the origin of bride price in your culture? It might be different from what I know. You can share with us. And then, do you think you can own another person? My phone lines are on fire. But I'm going to start with Skype. I've got a caller waiting for me there. Charles Adeho, thank you for calling. Good morning.
Good morning, my colleague.
Welcome to the show.
How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir.
Well, this is a very thoughtful, this is a very good topic. And because I studied English language, I have had cause to always delve into etymology and history and all that.
Yeah.
For a fact, the issue of bride price is not to own anyone at all.
Mm.
If you look at the history, actually started from, it's what a Germanic culture. At that time, if you were going to get married to someone, you were expected to pay a token, because at that time, women were not permitted to own property, maybe after the demise of their husband as well. So the bride price you bring, maybe for that woman to start life anew, before maybe she gets somebody else to come for her hand. Then in some cultures, they also pay just a token. In Bible, for instance, in Bible days, I think it's in Exodus chapter, I can't remember, chapter 22 or thereabout, where he said, if you slept with a woman that you're not married to as a virgin, you were compelled to pay a token, and you must marry that woman. In Africa, for instance, I come from Edo State. Where I come from, Edo State, the concept of paying bride price is a token you pay to a family in appreciation of taking care of that girl from the beginning of when she was born, and you are telling the family, well, we cannot pay back what you have spent on this girl, but just take this as a token of appreciation for, you know, caring for her, for taking care of her to this level where we now want to have her hand in marriage.
Let me pause you here. So I understand so far. I like this analogy that you've given. But my thought here would be the same way the parents raised the girl. For instance, in my family, I'm the only girl. I've got two brothers. The same way my parents told over me, they told over my brothers. I don't think that it is fair to say that, we're going to thank you for raising the girl. Who thanks the parents of the man who's getting married? Shouldn't it be both ways and say, my family likes that your son is a good son for our daughter to marry. And the other family says, my family likes that your daughter is a good girl for our son to marry. So let us exchange gifts. But the idea of saying, let us thank you for the girl, means that the girl is some garden that you've had to prune over the years for a specific role. And because she fits that role, I have to thank you for making her into that mold that is suitable for me to want to...
Let's not drive through that route at all.
My mind has already gone there. My mind has already gone there. And once my mind sets on the thought, I have to think it through.
Let me withdraw. Allow me to withdraw
right,
your
thank
mind
you.
From there.
No, possible.
It's a token. Yeah.
Okay, I get you.
It's a token. It's like a totem. It's a token just to say this. And for instance, I'm sure you are aware of some cultures where they also pay what they call dowry. But here in Nigeria, we mix up what a dowry is, what a bride price. There are some cultures that pay a dowry, that what a woman brings into the home to pay. You know, you understand?
Yeah,
so
to
I
the
think
man.
It's not symbolic of the fact that when you pay a token, whether in Igbo land or in Igbo, for instance, they pay in millions, that you are owning that lead. I think it's just a misconception of the original idea.
But you know, you will leave a man, if you push a man to pay 2 million naira, I mean, that the feeling I would have, forget that I'm a woman, as a human being, I feel like I'm buying a cow, right? If you pressurize me so much and give me a long list, it appears transactional. It appears that you own something that you are selling to me. So that is why you would hear men call me on Table Talk and say, I can't pay so much in bride price, and then you say, I don't own you. I paid for you, so you have to do what I want. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do. But I also aware, because I used to be an editor of a culture magazine, so I had cost to travel to all these areas. I also looked into the culture of the Igbo, a very high bride. It wasn't so in the beginning. It, I think they, in the modern times, they just brought the economic angle into it. It wasn't so in the beginning at all. It wasn't difficult to marry from Imo in those days.
Yeah.
So I was told when I was doing research on that.
Yeah.
But I think along the line, people just became very, very conscious of money, and they wanted to milk the other person off their hard earnings and all that. So these are the concepts we must find a way to start changing. But if you forget anything I said, but don't forget that it is not to own anyone. It is just a token paid as an appreciation for taking care of that girl.
I thank you very much, but I would on that note suggest that both families should pay a gratitude token, right? Both families. That's just appropriate.
Help us change the culture. Maybe
no, I can't. Like I said, there isn't a switch that you do on and off. No, it's not possible.
Yeah, that's right.
But thank you very much for calling. Let's just keep prodding thoughts. There isn't a switch. If there was a switch, I wouldn't be doing table talk. I'll just go to that switch when you're all sleeping and flip it all over. But no, there isn't such a switch. We have to just keep, you know, rubbing minds together. Oh my goodness, look at my phone lines. Kilo popping, go. What's going on? You guys love Jesus. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Thank you for calling me.
Thank you, too. Interesting topic, and Barakat Sala.
Yeah,
my name is Rosemary. I'm calling from the Ajah area of Lagos.
Welcome.
I come from Edo State.
Okay.
So in Edo State, particularly Esako land, the idea of bride price is, my view from what I've come to understand, one is to show capability to continue to care. So you might say, why are we care? Why is the care for only female, not for male? Okay, typically the woman is supposed to be the one who is cared for, not the one who is supposed to be the inverted commas breadwinner. So the father had taken care of this daughter who is pampered and all that over the years, and it's now time for her to move on. So first of all, like the other caller said, there's no ownership in it. Where I come from, and I haven't been married for up to 20 years, my bride price was 60 naira.
Was how much?
Okay, 60 naira.
Euro. Yeah, okay.
And from that 60 naira, my father still gave part of it to my husband. You know, all these things are symbolic to say, take like 20 naira, continue to, you know, take care of her as I would.
Yeah.
Okay? And there's always the comment around, don't think she's now, you know, she doesn't have where she's coming from. And all these things, my view, are symbolic. They come with gifts. And those gifts are specifically to say, as we are coming to you, you are going to entertain us. Add this to part of the entertainment.
Okay.
In India, it's done the other way around.
Yeah.
You pay the bride price or the dowry for the guy. So
yeah.
I think it's just symbolic. And there's no form of ownership. For children, like the question you asked.
Yeah.
I am responsible for my children. At some point, they will grow. They will take responsibility for themselves.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no ownership.
That's it. That's the same thing, I think. Thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your thoughts. So she's taken us to Edo State. So that's the origin. I like when she emphasizes, the husband's, the wife's family would entertain their guests. So the guests are also coming. It's like me coming to visit you, and then I come with a bag of chips, or I come with a bottle of wine, because I know, you've gone to some expense to make food, but let me just bring a little to add to the table. And that makes sense. And there's no idea of ownership in it. That makes sense. And we're on the same page when she also says that you're responsible for your children while they're young, because they are unable to make sensible and correct decisions for themselves. So your duty is to guide them, but you don't own them. Otherwise, you're going to own any human that came through you for the rest of their lives, and then the remote control for their lives will be with you, and if they do something you don't want them to do, you are upset. This is why you find some parents cursing their children and say, how dare you disobey me? I'm talking grown human beings. How dare you disobey me? I'm going to lay a curse on you. Because essentially you think that you own this human being, and this human being is yours to control. Do you get the thought? All right, back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. Oh, sorry about that. Please call again. From here, I'm going to WhatsApp. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome.
This is Ben. I'm calling from Fadi.
Thank you for calling me.
Well, I would like to align my view with those last two callers.
Okay.
Now, most of the time, we usually have this fundamental challenge about definition. So one is to possess a property or goods or money.
Mm.
We are only custodian when it has to do with human beings.
Yeah.
In whatever case of the spouse or children.
Yeah.
So I think that is my basic view.
I totally agree with you. Thank you very much. You can only be a custodian. I don't think that God gave you the right to own a human. You can't. You can own your car because you can buy it. You can own your what? Your house, your shoe, your property. You can't. I don't think. I totally do not believe that you can own even your child. You don't own another human. And I believe my children know this very clearly. They are still young, but I make it clear to them that, you see, I'm thankful that you came by my way. You came through my house. I'm grateful. I love you very much. I'm going to mold you as much as I have the ability to. But they know clearly that they get to an age where I can only advise you, and it will be left to you to agree or disagree. I'm not of the opinion that, you suck this breast, you were in this womb, cut it. Those children didn't ask to be born. You decided that you wanted the pleasure of being called a parent. You know, having children was about your pleasure of being called a parent. So enjoy the privilege and the pleasure, but you don't own them, okay? All right, let me go to WhatsApp for a bit. And then I'll be... is this one calling me wee-wee or where? What is this? I'm on WhatsApp. Your name is Sam from Elisha Eremo. The origin of bride price can be traced to creation. It cost Adam one of his ribs to get his wife. Are you sure? So Adam owned himself. I mean, that was paying from his body. He removed his rib and gave it to the family. Come on, stop it. It cost Abraham gold, silver, and many precious gifts to get a wife for Isaac. And that was... Okay, it cost Jacob 7 years of hard labor to marry Leah and other 7 years to marry Rachel. It took Joseph's intelligence and intellectual to marry Potiphar's daughter and so on. It is God ordained, except you want to challenge God, although most of your debate when it comes to man and woman, it feels that way. Well, that's your thought. That's your thought. And your thought is very much welcome. Okay, the day they stop... checking bride price of over 1 million, that day men will stop owning women. That is Chooks telling me on WhatsApp. You see what I'm talking about? Another one here. The origin of bride price, according to, you didn't tell me your name either on WhatsApp, is traced to the scripture. A bride price is a token that the man is man enough to marry. As time went by, community and society set up a standard measure of what the token should be. Example of this can be traced to Jacob, who was asked to serve for the wife he would marry. Samson also had to kill a lion. No, nobody told Samson to kill a lion. See, people have started, though. Nobody asked them to go and Samson go and kill a lion. Because I still read that place. Nobody asked him to kill a lion. He just saw a lion and killed it. And he didn't go to deposit the... stop it. Samson... No, he didn't. You're saying that this is to show the family of the girl that the girl married from a good place. All right. Let me move this forward, refresh. Eunice from Ikeja on WhatsApp. Bride price is not tantamount to ownership by whosoever paid it. Now, can it be said to be responsible for domestic violence? Are you sure? Are you absolutely sure? After all, people in advanced countries don't pay bride price, yet they have their fair share of spousal abuse. You're correct. But it also contributes. It's not the total sum of why we have domestic violence. But if you believe that you own another person, you have a greater tendency to be abusive to them if they do not submit to your will. Do you understand? If I believe that I own anybody who's working with me, for instance, the same thing applies in the workspace. You see the same thing. Your boss tells you that he owns you in that sense of ownership. No, you can't own another human being. Otherwise, you're taking away their will. And who are you to take away someone's will? No, you can't do that. You didn't give them the will, so you can't take it away. Mutual understanding is better than bride price. Then men will marry who they want, and women will marry also from their heart. Thank you very much for that. Let me take a final one for now. Richard from Shagamu says, we can never own a human being. We can only be custodians. How can you own something you cannot create? Bride price is only a symbolic gesture, not a transaction. Thank you very much. I totally agree with you. All right, I'm going to pause here for a bit and jump over again to the phone lines. Stay with me. Let me take a moment to thank all of you for joining Table Talk all the time. The numbers are increasing. Oh, that man that called me and said, I don't like you, I don't like you. But you guys keep listening and I love you. I love you. Over 500,000 people are listening in right now. So, I mean, that makes me happy. So maybe we cannot change some of the stereotypes for some older persons, but these conversations we're having, I believe that something will begin to change within your own space, right? And maybe in your relations to your children and then going forward. Do you understand? I'm not thinking we can change this in reverse, going backward. No, it might just be too late. But going forward, it just might change. Let me start again from Skype now. Good morning, hello.
Hi.
Thank you for calling.
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Accra.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
You're what?
You're calling from Accra.
My tree is very poor.
If your tree cannot be so poor that you don't know that you should respond, that's the basic. But go ahead. Unless you're not in Accra. But go ahead.
Interesting conversation. Yeah. And I would say, first of all, your topic is actually an English lesson. Because it's not ownership as in ownership, but as someone said, being custodians of your children or of your wives, but the relationship between a child and the parent or the wife and the husband is a family relationship. It's not master servants.
Yeah.
Your children also have their citizens. They have their own rights.
Yeah.
But because with time, like one of the other callers mentioned, across time, in recent times, this representative function of marriage or parenting has become more transactional. People see it as a purchase rather than a gift. Yeah. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes.
Marriage and parenting are one of the highest responsibilities or gifts that humanity has created. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if it was transactional, it would mean that poor people would not be able to marry.
That's it.
But people marry, have been marrying across time. And yes, you do need to break this table. The table literally has to be broken.
Yeah.
Because many people have suffered in marriages and parenting simply on the notion that I bought, I paid, or you are mine. Therefore, you have no will or intuition of yourself.
Yeah.
So we need to break that table so that they can more or less factory reset.
Absolutely.
That I am not a commodity. I have a will. If I am with you, it's because I chose
to be
with you.
Yeah.
And if we're together, it's because we are still in agreement. The day we differ, we may have to part ways.
Yeah.
The same thing with a child. What's the point in raising a child and the child grows up feeling that you don't see me as a human being? I can't talk. I can't speak.
Yeah.
A child is meant to, you're meant to train a child to respect you.
Yeah.
So that at the end of the day, what normally happens, even though our parents beat us while we were growing, when we look back, we thank them.
Yeah.
So please keep breaking this table.
I'm here for it.
Oil, hammer, and axe. All those people that hate you, don't worry.
I'm here for it. Thank you very much for calling.
Enjoy your holiday.
And you too. Thank you. It's a working holiday. But thank you for calling. I'm here for it. Back to the phone lines. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Wemima.
Why are you calling the female line now? Why?
Is it the female line?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So call back. Okay. Thank you. Good morning. Hello. Are you there?
Hello, my mom.
Yes, good morning. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Anne. I'm calling from Makoko.
Anne, please go ahead.
Yeah, when people understand that they don't own their children, it's better for us. You know, children, parents, what they do is only to bring these kids into this world for them to mature spiritually. That's only their duty, by taking care of them until they blossom spiritually, and they are free, independent spirits. to take their own action. But parents say that because I bring you into this world, you're under my control. And that is subjugating these children. They don't blossom the way they want. They want to do things differently.
Yeah.
But the parents, we keep controlling them. This is the way. Like some want to study something else in the school, but the parents will say, this is what you will study. I'm the one that's paying your bill and all this. So they are suppressing these children from maturing spiritually.
Yeah.
Just to experience life in school the way they want to.
I agree.
That they feel they are in charge. Just watch like animals, like chicken. When hen give birth, and those chicks.
Yeah, your line is gone off.
Move away from their mother.
Mm.
She has no control over them.
Yeah.
They move away from their mother. So, likewise, human beings, but these kids cannot move away from their parents because they don't have the means to get their own house. That's why they are saying most children would rather stay away from their parents. But because of lack of that financial
Thank you very much for calling. Let me take a few thoughts from Twitter before you go. Don't worry, if you're unable to call in today, next week Monday is another time. We will continue this conversation. I want to hear from as many people as possible. You can also engage with me on social media. In the meantime, you find a post on my Instagram and Twitter pages at Wemimo Sport. You can leave me your thought there. Bilatos is your name on Twitter. Here's what Bilatos says to me. Bilatos says, yes, I can own a human being. I pay for my wife's bride price. I personally own her, and that's why it's called bride price. No doubt about that. That's what Bilatos tells me on Twitter. Jeremiah, however, says nobody can own another. If you look at it from God's point of view, in relationship, bride price payment comes from God's word. It's something one cannot really get down to know what it means in relationship. You mean it doesn't mean anything, but you just continue to do it. He said it's divine. I don't think it's divine. There isn't. Okay, you're quoting a scripture for me. Exodus 22:16. Give me a moment. Let me dig it out. On my way out, I'm leaving soon, though. Let me see what it says. Okay, this part that says, if a man seduces a virgin who is not pledged to be married to him and sleeps with her, he must pay the bride price and she shall be his wife. Okay, shall pay the customary bride price and marry her and make her his wife. Okay, I hear you. Can I take one more? I doubt it. I don't want to rush you guys. Okay, but I need to go now. Thank you for being a part of Table Talk. More and more people are listening. I'm elated. I'm grateful that I'm a part of this change in culture, change in thought, because like I love to remind you, not to just say, because you already know, culture is a way of life of a people. It's not the way that we used to live before. It's the way we live now. That's why, like the instances I give, men used to wear heels then. They don't wear now. Culture is what we do now and going forward. Okay, so let's begin to think about these things. Again, my final words, you cannot own an human being, another human being, and bride price. It should just be a token, a gift, exchange between both families, and go your happy ways. Thank you for being a part of my word. I see you again on Monday, 9 to 10 a.m. My name is Wemimo Adewon. You can listen to a playback of this conversation. You can listen to a playback on the podcast on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. Have a fabulous day. Bye now.
Hola, we tala. So my friends and family, them bust my head, them send money. How more them go all out for me, yo.
All out, with all out.
Plenty bills you got to pay. Certain amount today, today. Get the loan without delay.
All out, with all out.
Just save money.
All out.
Invest money.
All out.
Begin to leave.
Alad, your bank, your way. Powered by Wemo Bank.
The FIFA World Cup only comes around every 4 years. And we are here for every bit of it. Every goal.
This is spectacular.
Every cheer.
This is absolutely wonderful.
Every tear. Every upset and every 64 games from the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 live in HD on Supersport on DSTV. Here for every fan.
Africa presents the Cloud Awards 2022, raising the underground. It's time to recognize and celebrate emerging talents behind the scenes, making the music that has overtaken the globe. Make sure you tune into the virtual event showing live on Instagram, YouTube, Triller. Follow Cloud Africa on Instagram at Cloud Africa for more details.
Now who know, make he come here. Better don't learn.
Let's be text.com.
You beat check if your vehicle is booked.
Let's be text.com.
You beat update your vehicle papers. Now convenience be this. Don't bother about pulling over.
My country people, better don't land with a Blitz Detect. You fit to check the status of your vehicle papers, unbook your vehicle, and for your due vehicle papers from your phone or computer. Hey, now make you visit www.blitzdetect.com to get started.
This season, home will never be the same again.
You mean home won't be? Honey, I'm home.
Nah.
What about peace be unto this house?
Nope. This season, Netflix has given meaning to the word home because all the biggest and best Nollywood movies and series will become 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 movies and series.